When Ginger Paulson's horoscope hinted she'd take an unexpected trip, she hadn't anticipated tripping down a flight of stairs. The wool scarf muffled her shriek as she became airborne. Everything happened in slow motion, yet lightning fast. She twisted her body, colliding with the ground in a bone-jarring thump. Her left shin smacked into the cement step. Heat bloomed as that section of her skin ruptured. Her right leg collapsed. Her knee went in one direction, her ankle the other. Burning pain shot through her as the cartilage in her right shoulder popped. Screaming in agony wasn't an option. The impact had knocked every bit of air from her lungs. "Can't breathe. Can't breathe. Oh, God, I'm dying." Dots swam in front of her eyes. First black, then white, then gray, then nothing. No sight, no sound, no feeling. Was she dead? Immediately, her pain receptors came back online, kicked into overdrive, and she gasped in lungfuls of air. Oh, shit. Oh, holy mother of God, every inch of her body hurt. Time blurred as Ginger lay at the bottom of the stairs in pain, stunned. She needed help. Yeah, good luck with that one. You never ask for help. This time she had no choice. As Ginger tried to roll to her right side, using her left hand to push herself upright, she lost her balance. The heel of her left palm skidded across the coarse pavement, grinding off her skin, clear down to the bone, or so it felt, as a new stinging sensation assaulted her. God damn it. Her vision blurred. Her ears rang. Her body throbbed. She wanted to curl into a ball and weep. Think. Crying won't solve the problem. Call for help. Call, right. If she could just reach her cell phone. Not an easy task, considering her right arm was useless. Despite the bloodied skin on her left palm and the pain pounding from every molecule of her body, she managed to snag the cell phone from her right jacket pocket. Breathing hard, hurting, mortified, and feeling a little loopy, Ginger used her thumb to dial 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Help me. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Ginger managed to relay the basic information of her whereabouts without cackling hysterically about the "I've fallen" line until after she'd hung up. She laughed and laughed until her stomach muscles hurt. Huh. Maybe she had hit her head harder than she thought. Sundance, Wyoming wasn't exactly a metropolis. The wait for the ambulance wouldn't be long. The bitterly cold wind whipped snow crystals around her. Since she couldn't move, she laid flat on her back on the icy pavement, staring at the bleak winter sky. The tears she'd been holding in finally poured out and froze to her cheeks.